Consideration, discussion, and possible action related to Success 24/7. Dr. Colson.
Over the year, last couple of years, we've talked a little about Success 24. We've talked a lot about Success 24/7, and we wanted to show you some information related to how the website is being used as a learning resource for our students. Mr. McIntyre worked closely with Kelly Derrick and our, a number of teachers to put together some data that shows you how it's being used, when it's being used, and so forth. And so we just wanted to share that information with you tonight, Mr. McIntyre.
Yeah, really, we just wanted to give you an update as to where we are halfway through the school year. This is our really our first year to have Success 24/7 out there as a learning support, if you will, for kids in these four classes, algebra, biology, chemistry, and geometry. And we have a few kids in 7th and 8th grade, but primarily 9th through 12th, our high school kids, are the ones who are enrolled in these courses. I've sent out some of this information early on in the school year as to where we were with active users and so forth, so we just wanted to have a chance to show you really the tremendous growth that we're having with this website. Just as a reminder, this is just support for learning. This isn't full-blown online coursework and so forth. This is really designed for kids who are in our regular classes, who may have been in class that day, but want to perhaps view a lesson again. They may have been absent that day. They may have been on a field trip or something and just want to make sure that they catch up with what happened in class that day. And so this is a series of video lessons, teacher notes, the assignments and so forth, and really online quizzes that kids take on their own for no grade, okay? But they just take them just to check their own understanding and so forth. And so what you can see is that starting very early in the school year, we had about 337 kiddos that we would consider active users. That is, if they log in at least twice within 7 days. And usually whenever we take these snapshots, these are for 4-day snapshots. So over a 4-day period in the week of August 27th, we had about 337. And you can see all the way up until recently, in that 4-day snapshot, we had almost 1,000 students who are regularly using Success 24/7 to support their learning in these four classes.
Greg, does an active user mean log in during the school day and outside, or just outside of the school day?
I'm so glad you asked, Dr. Colson. Let's take a look at that, if you will. Okay, because what we do, for instance, here between December 12th and 15th, we took a look at what we call non-instructional hours. That was not planted, by the way.
Okay? Sure, it wasn't.
During non-instructional hours, you can see that almost 1,000 kids visited the site about 5,900 times. And then during the school day, between 8 and 3 basically, they visited the Success 24/7 site a little over 2,800 times. So that's a little over 8,800 times in a 4-day period that about 1,000 students visited the site for learning support. Now, what time of the day? We used to see a little bit more of a spike at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. So really, what happens at 11 a.m. in the high school?
Lunch.
Okay, and we'll see some of the comments down below as to why they're going to 24/7 during lunch. But also 8 p.m. is a spike. They've had a chance to go to school, go to practice, do whatever they're doing, and this is when they're really starting to hit the site. You can also see that about 88% of our kids are using a mobile device. Most of those are on an iPad, an iPhone, some sort of an iDevice as compared to the other ones. When they're there, where are they going? Primarily the video files. Most of our teacher-made videos are, I don't know, 8 minutes long, 6 minutes long, something like that. And so you can see that by far they're going to the video files. The document files are things like teacher notes or their assignment, if you will. But we still have a large number of quizzes that our kids are visiting. They're just taking these online, like 5-item quizzes, just to check their understanding over that concept. It gives them immediate feedback as to whether they got the answer right or they got the answer wrong. What are students saying about it? When we ask them, what do you like? They like that their homework is always online. You can see this green one, I referred to this earlier, so far as that lunch spike that we see, I can do my homework with my phone during lunch. And that's what we're seeing in the stats. So these are some of the comments that they're writing, but the spike in the usage on the website, when you look across the cafeteria and they've got their phones out, I think most adults, people like you and me, would think, well, they're texting their friends or looking up stuff. Our stats show they're going to the site and they're looking for learning support. They're actually accessing videos, they're accessing notes, maybe in preparation for a test, maybe in preparation for, it doesn't really matter why, they're accessing it at that time. They also like the teacher on the videos is good at explaining it to me. We've said before, many times our kids will tell us that they like the virtual us more than the real us sometimes.
That's funny.
Because they can stop us, they can rewind us, and they can play only the part they want to listen to. They like that a lot. They like having that control over their learning. Like watching videos, again, before tests. Now, one reason we might see a spike here during this time in December, is that we have finals going on. And we see a large number of kids going and accessing that material as they're heading into finals. That's great. That's what it's there for. They like the vocabulary words that are set up. Particularly if you were to visit the biology lessons, Vanita Vance is the teacher at College Station High School who has put those bundles together. And you can just click on the vocabulary words and it will reveal the definition for those vocabulary words. Every lesson that she sets up has the vocabulary built in. So as you're watching the lesson and you might hear a word, DNA replication might be a term or something like that, and you're going, what is that? You can click on it and it'll drop down and show you the definition. Plus, kids can take notes within their account whenever they're visiting a lesson, and it saves their notes for them online. And so if they watched a video, if they looked at teacher notes, they studied vocabulary, they can write their notes in their account, and it's always there for them. They like that a lot. One student wrote, I never get behind in algebra. Okay, so they really seem to like that. And then some things that they tell us, that, and we're interested in this, what can we do to make it better? Some videos are too long, and I agree, some of them are about 10 minutes long. And it's a real challenge to get a longer lesson down to 8 minutes or less, or 6 minutes or less. But that's one thing that we're working on. Make it an app for my phone. The video should be different than the PowerPoint. It's boring to watch a PowerPoint from class. I agree. We don't want just voiced over PowerPoints. And so I think we're getting better at learning different software applications so we can make more interesting presentations for our kids. They want to be able to vote on the videos like you do on YouTube. How many likes does that video get and so forth? We're actually building that feature in now. Want to be able to turn in my homework on the same page. I agree. They shouldn't have to print out their homework, write it out, and then turn it in to the teacher. They like to be able to do that on their phone, on their iPad, whatever it happens to be, like a fillable PDF, and submit it to the teacher. We would love to be able to do that as well. And there should be a way to ask a question about the homework online. Agreed. We just have to have somebody there who can answer all those questions about the homework online. There was one thing that I skipped over, didn't mean to. I just wanted to make sure I went back to it. On a student survey, what do the kids want next? Well, they really want Spanish and U.S. history. And those two are already in development. We already have teachers who are working on Spanish and U.S. history. We're trying to get that up and running for the second semester of this year so we can add those in and start building that coursework for our kids as well. A few other things, 67% of the kids say that they visit it 3 to 5 times a week. I think we see that in the stats. We have a little under 1,000 kids visiting it about 8,800 times per week. Excuse me, in a 4-day period, snapshots that we take. And then they also, electives and novel guides were suggested by students that they'd like to see something on there. So we are asking the kids for their input. We're asking them to help us design it to better meet their needs. But I would say that so far, our stats that we have, so far as number of users and the sessions that they have, doesn't look too shabby right now. So we want to give you an update, just an overall view of where we are with Success 24/7.
That's great. Remember, this is a partnership with College Station Education Foundation as well, which I think even makes it better than it is. It's great as it is. It makes it better that it's a partnership with the foundation. And it is, I think, a very unique learning support that we provide for our students in those four subjects currently, and looking to expand that. A lot of hard work, effort, and thought. It's one of those things where you look back and you're glad that it's taken us a long time to get here, because we went slow to get to where we are, and it's very user-friendly. And the feedback that we're getting from both teachers and students, I think, is really, really positive. And just a side note to that is, I think it's good that our focus has been on Algebra 1 and Biology and Chemistry in those classes, as opposed to pre-AP and AP. Most of those students do school very well. They have other supports perhaps built in to their lives. The students in these classes, and the kid may be in some AP and some regular classes, but that has been the focus, to make sure that we're at least giving learning support to keep kids engaged in school, and I think it's been a huge success up to this point. So, great effort by Greg and his team to get us where we are today. So, and David back there came in and kind of in the middle of this and has learned a lot about 24/7 over the course of the last couple of months that he's been working for us as well.
That's great.
I don't see Kelly Derrick. She's normally hanging out around when we talk about it. She's not here right now.
Any quick comments?
I mean, I think it's wonderful. I just think we need to make the comment and at least keep being aware of it, though, that it's when 88% of the users are mobile device users, and not every kid has a mobile device, though, are we allowing everybody to have access to this, or at least trying to think of ways that we can allow more people to have access to it?
Our experience has been that most kids, and just based on the survey that we did last year, that most kids have access via their phone. I can't say all of them, but 98% of the kids had access to the internet from one or more devices in 7th through 12th grade. And so while most kids do access it via their phone, they're not limited to accessing it via their phone. And so I think that's something, just access in general, is we have to keep in front of us, whether it's for 24/7 or other assignments, that we have to keep that in front of us. But our survey indicates that generally outside of school, kids do have access via one or more devices to the internet, so including 24/7.